The Census and Rural Life. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Have you filled out your census forms yet? There are important reasons for you to get it in the mail. Jonna Miller has that story.
Have you been counted? The Constitution requires the federal government to count the nation's population every 10 years. The results can make an enormous difference in a community's future. Cody Lyon is political advocacy director for the American Farm Bureau Federation, which has been active on the Census Advisory Commission, making sure that rural areas are not overlooked.
If you get the census form, you need to fill it out, send it back, because it lets the federal government get that good snapshot of who lives within that particular area, so then services can then come your direction.
In fact, census information helps to determine how more than $400 billion of federal funding each year is spent on infrastructure and services. That adds up to more than $4 trillion over a 10-year period for new roads, bridges, tunnels, schools, hospitals, broadband, job training centers, senior centers, and emergency services. An area that's undercounted will not only miss out on the valuable funding, but also on congressional representation.
There will be anywhere from 12 to about 18 congressional seats in about 12 states change hands, and that's simply based on population. In the upper Northeast, from Ohio through the old Rust Belt area, the upper Midwest, are projected to lose at least one seat, and a couple states may lose two. Biggest winners for those seats population-wise are going to be in the South. Texas is projected to pick up anywhere from 3 to 4 seats. Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, Arizona.
Others use the census data, too. Companies look for pools of skilled workers or broadband access, and businesses like many chain stores and restaurants look to see if the population is large enough to support them.
If you don't fill it out, the loss can be a very tangible thing that can make sure that your rural area does not improve decade after decade.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
So fill out and mail in those census forms for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.